I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with The Absolute Philosopher. I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. I received a letter from one of our men in prison, and he said that the philosophy that we teach is something very important to him. He says he believes it, he lives it, but he wants to know how he can use it to manipulate the Christians in his group. And I thought to myself, boy, are you cruising for a bruising? Want to manipulate the Christians in your group? The Christians are always going to be Christians. And you are always going to be whatever you are. Now, what is the philosophy of the Christians? It's a variety of things. Depends on what church they go to, and depends on what denomination they belong to. And so you can't fight it, and you can't argue with it, because each one is different. Each one is beautiful and consistent for them in their own way, and there's no way that you could get to work with them. So I said to him, I said, the only thing that you want to do, especially you being in prison, you want to be a perfect gentleman. You want to be a perfect gentleman at all times. You want to live your philosophy, whatever that philosophy may be, just live it. Now, is that philosophy telling other people how they should live? Is that philosophy telling other people what they should think, what they should feel? Is that telling other people that they should listen to you and believe in what you're talking about? No. The only thing that you do when you live your philosophy is you walk it and talk it and enjoy it in everything that you do. So, now, where does the problem come in? Well, the problem comes in when you don't understand what you believe. Now, your mother says you shouldn't tell tales, you shouldn't be naughty, you shouldn't pick on the neighbor. And then the minute Daddy walks in the house, Mommy says, do you know what our neighbor did? You know what our neighbor said? You know how our neighbor acted? You know what the other neighbors are talking about? You know what's going on? You know, just gossip, gossip, gossip. And the gossip may be true, but it's of no concern to you. And so then you think that's sort of confusing. Why is it that Mother says we shouldn't gossip, and then she is the first to gossip as quick as she can when Dad comes home? And so you have this inconsistency. No. Did Jesus teach God is a God of love? Well, if so, where could the lack of love come in? Did Jesus teach that God is within every being? Well, where is this God on cloud nine that we're looking for and trying to understand? Now, if you believe that God is within you, you don't have to go out and say, God is within me. What do?
Live it.
You live the fact that God is within you. And then, is God great and beautiful and good and wonderful? No. There in you must be great and beautiful and good and wonderful yourself. Now, our statement this evening is this. I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. Now, what does that mean? Well, if I maintain a perfectly healthy body, I do not put anything into my body that is going to be a disadvantage to it. I do not put any alcohol in my body. I do not put any smoke in my body. I do not do any of these things. Now, you say, well, tobacco smoke is not good, but smoke from barbecue, oh, that's good. Barbecue smoke is so great and so wonderful. No, it isn't. If smoke of any kind is not good for the body, then smoke of every kind is not good for the body. Is a burning up house acceptable? Is smoking pot acceptable? Is smoking cigarettes or a pipe or cigars acceptable? Is smoking anything acceptable? You know? And the truth is, no. And I'm not saying you should smoke or shouldn't smoke. That's not our point. But our point is, what do you believe is good for your body? If I say to you, I want you to stand over me while I'm working on this problem, and I'm smoking my cigar, and the whole room is filled with a cloud of smoke, and you have to stand over me, breathing that all in, and you say, I can't take this anymore. Well, what do you mean you can't take it? And what do you mean you can't take it anymore? Is there a time when you can take it and a time when you can't? The thing is, why is it that we allow ourselves to think that we could ever take in smoke of any kind? Now, I told you the story when I was covering a fire and I was walking in there and took pictures and came out of there and didn't even realize that the smoke was so thick. The firemen had these gas masks on and these fire masks on, and they were, what are you doing in there? Don't you know? No. And no, I didn't. That wasn't part of my consciousness. I was not breathing the smoke. And this is what we all have to become aware of. How are we going to live it here? I'm saying I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. Now, how do I maintain a perfectly healthy body? By putting into my body that which I think is good for it. And if I'm a meat eater, then it's meat. If I'm a vegetarian, then it's vegetables. If I'm whatever, then it's whatever. But what do you eat? What do you eat that is good for you? Okay? In your mind, what thoughts do you put in your mind that are good for you? How do you maintain a healthy mind and have thoughts in your mind that are negative? How do you maintain a healthy mind when you have thoughts in your mind that say some people are bad and some people are good, and some people are so bad we should declare war on them, you know? And you're watching a movie, and in the movie they make this one person so despicable, so terrible, he's so heinous, everything that he does, he should be shot. Shoot him, everybody shouts, you know. And you yourself catch yourself thinking you should shoot him. And hey, may I explain something to you? May I explain something to you?
Sure.
Yes. That's a show. That's a show. And we get so excited in the show, we're going to say, shoot him, stop him, don't let him do that, don't. And it's just part of the theater. It's a show. It's not real. It's no more real than the things are in real life that we see. And we want to believe those things are real. We want to believe those things are actually taking place and actually being a negative experience in our life. Now, if we can say it's a show and believe it and know it and have it be a show, then we can also have anything going on in our world be a show and be untouched by it. That's just the way it goes. We can always do that. Now, when we look at it, I always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. What sort of body do I maintain? What sort of mind do I maintain? What do I say of my mind? All
divine.
Is
in divine order.
What do I say of my body?
All is in divine order.
Now, why should I have any problem? You see, we maintain it by our thought. Now, we watched a movie the other night, and some of the people in the movie were chagrined at some of the things that were happening. They were surprised. And they could not participate in that sort of thing. That was not their way of thinking. And then, at the end of the show, to sort of bonify what was going on, they had everybody get up and dance this rather exciting, energetic dance. And even the old ladies got up and did it, and even the old people who would never have done it under normal circumstances. They would never have gotten up and they would never have danced like that. They just wouldn't have. But I was amused at the girl's father, who was supposed to be very staid and very proper at all times. He danced instantly, you know, and flowed with the rhythm just fantastically. But you see, how do you maintain your body, maintain your mind? You maintain it by always doing that which is the highest and best. One act in the show, the young lady was jumping at the young man, and he's supposed to catch her, and he said, "Don't do it that way. You'll break my back." He said, "When I am ready to catch you, when I'm in the right position to do this, I can do anything. But if you're going to twist me and catch me off guard, then I can't do it." And what did he mean by that? When he didn't have his body in the right maintenance, in the right mental attitude, then he could hurt himself. Now, is this ever true for you too? Yeah. When Ingeborg gets up and she feels not too stable, I say, "Ingeborg, chin up, shoulders back, tummy in, breathe deep, stand up straight, 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 straight." And when she stands up straight, she feels just wonderful. Now, we can do that to ourselves. We can feel just wonderful to ourselves. We don't have to have somebody push us into feeling wonderful for ourselves. And the same goes for our mind. You say to a little child, "You're stupid, you're dumb." Well, the little child's going to respond that way. You say to a little child, "Oh, I am so proud of you. You're always doing something that's so brilliant. You're always doing something that's such an extraordinary thing. You're just outstanding." And what does the kid do? He rises to that expectation of him. And this is what we all can do. And this is why I say, I always maintain a perfect, healthy body and mind. By my thought, by my attitude, by my life, by who I am. And it really is fantastic. And this is where you are too. What sort of thought do you maintain for your body and your mind? Is it that you are always number one? Yeah, I just said, you're always number one. And some of you had, I wish, Don't ever do that. You're number one, right, instantly. You're whole and perfect, right, instantly. You're fabulous, right, instantly. And when you do that, then you are. And it is. And that's what counts. Yes, I always maintain a perfectly healthy body, mind, and spirit. So hang in there and know that I'm speaking my word with you, for you, at all times. And if you want it, it's yours. And if you don't want it, then you can block it off if you wish. It's your choice. You're absolutely free to have it any way you like. So, know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.